Here. So we're doing the laws of Krishma, Kriyat Shema, and we're up to chapter 71, Ayin Aleph, and the heading over here is Avel V'Hayiskim B'Meis P'turim B'Kriyat Shema B'Yvav Sifim. A mourner, and those who are occupied with taking care of the body of the deceased, are exempt from reading the Shema. This has six subsections, Vav Sifim. We just recently learned this also in the Mishnah. In the last few weeks, we learned it in the Mishnah in the Masech Brachos in chapter 3. Subsection 1, Aleph. Misha meis loy meis shechai lis abel olav. A person who has somebody died, and that's somebody who is obligated to mourn after, which means it's a close relative, it's a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, or a spouse. Afilu einei mutala olav l'koivre. Even if it's not his responsibility or their responsibility to bury him, somebody else takes care of it. Kigoin. So let's say, for example, what would be the case? Shemesei achoyse nesua shabai l'chai b'kvurasa. So let's say he has a sister who was married, and it's the husband's responsibility to make sure that the burial takes place. It's the husband's responsibility. But the brother is still obligated. It's a mourner. He's a mourner because it's his sister. So he's in mourning. Or even in a situation where other people take care. Afilu yesh mishi yishtadl bishviloi lasig bitzorche hakvur. Or even there is somebody who can, trouble is putting in the effort to occupy the needs, what you need for burial. Oy, afilu kol os kvarosa kol tzorkoi. Or even a situation that you're already taking care of everything. So now you're done, you're taking care of everything. So it means these are all scenarios in which you're not preoccupied now with taking care of the body, because it's either somebody else takes care of it or you've already taken care of it, but still. You're still exempt from reading the Shema and from prayer, from davening, and also from all blessings. Even saying Amen and all mitzvahs that are said in the Torah, you're exempt. He says, "Afilu im rotzo lachmir al atzmei, even if he wishes to be stringent upon himself, velikrois, and he wants to read, oy afilu lami somein sheinim is batel b'shviloi mitzorki hameis." So he wants to be stringent. He wants to read the Shema, or he wants to say Amen, because what is Amen going to do? It's not going to take you away from the needs of the deceased just by answering Amen. What does it take to say Amen? That's not a big deal. Asur medivrei sofrim. It's prohibited by the words of the scribes, by the rabbi. Mipnei kvoidei shel meis. This is because of the honor of the deceased. Sheyehei liboi ponui pnuya lechashiv b'tzorche ames. So that his heart will be free to think about the deceased.
Don't they say Kaddish?
That's various customs, but the most of the customs don't say. In Chabad, we do say Kaddish even at that time, but most people will wait till after the burial for saying Kaddish. And his heart is free to think about the needs of the meis. V'yachshiv bahem tamid. And the person should constantly think about them. Even if you are in another city, so even if you're in a different city and you find out before the burial that a relative of yours that you have to mourn died, asur, you're not allowed to do all the mitzvahs that we said before, because the sages did not make a distinction whether you're there or you're not there. Even if you're not there, you're still not to do all these mitzvahs. But v'yesh matirim, there are those that will permit im yesh loy mi sheyis asig bishviloy if you have somebody who can occupy for you, you would be allowed, according to that second opinion. And it goes, according to second opinion, it goes without saying, if you're in another community, another city, in which you're not able to occupy yourself, so they would allow for you to do the reading of the Shema and the other mitzvahs. But the tradition is like the first opinion, that we do not do the mitzvahs, even if you're in another place, even somebody else can do it. But it says in the parentheses, according to all opinions, ben shehu oinen al aviv, a son who is an onen. An onen is the time between the burial. He's an onen on his father. Yochel leilich lebeis haknesses. He could go to the synagogue. Veloimar kaddish al aviv, and to say kaddish for his father. I mentioned this before. Kizehu kvoidish al aviv. For this is the honor of his father, is to say kaddish for him. So that is something that you could say. Because the reason why we're saying that when you don't do it is, the reason why we're saying is because the Torah doesn't want, the Chachamim don't want you to occupy yourself, and you should think about the deceased. But saying Kaddish is thinking about the deceased. That's part of his honor. So that's okay. But all this applies, this status, is Koydim HaKavura, before they bury. But as soon as they start to put the dirt on the deceased, you start to bury him, you would be obligated to read the Shema if the time has not yet elapsed. It's still the time for reading the Shema. But the prayer of the 18, the Amida, alone, afilu achar zmano, even if the time has passed, we said you have to daven within a third of the day. You have to daven, 4 hours you have for daven from the day. If midday hasn't passed yet, because we learned, we have the two opinions in the Mishnah and La Halacha, you have to daven up till the third of the day, up to 4 hours. But in a case where you missed it, you can still do up till Chatzos, you can still do till midday. So if it hasn't passed Chatzos, you can still go ahead and daven the owner. Aval achar kach lo yispalel mincha, but later on, you shouldn't daven mincha shtayim, you shouldn't do two minchas. Usually what happens is, in a case where a person accidentally forgets to do one of the prayers, or it was against his wishes, he just forgot, or something came in his way, one can make up by davening two amidas the next time around. You do two. One for that prayer that belongs, then you do the extra one that would apply for the one that you missed. But he says here, you should not daven a second mincha litashlumim shel shacharis, to make up the one for the morning. Kivon shoyu potur b'shacharis, because in the morning you were exempt. It wasn't that you missed it. You didn't have to daven then, and therefore, for that reason also, don't say all the morning blessings, even if he was buried before the time of the Shema and the prayer has passed, because since at the time when the obligation of the blessing rested upon you, dahainu, when does that rest? When you're getting up from bed, that's when the obligation is. You were exempt from them. You don't have to make them up afterwards. If you do make it, you're making a blessing in vain. Which means, if you were exempt at the time, there's no reason to make up. Making up means that you were obligated, you didn't do it for some reason, then you can make it up and do a second, or do it later. But if you were never obligated because you're exempt, there's no making up. And if you try to say this blessing when you don't have to, you're saying blessings in vain, and that's why you should not do that.